It's a privilege and an honor tonight to have the opportunity to speak the message for this installation service. And I chose that text, 2 Timothy chapter 2, because I think it is reminiscent of all that Danny Dalton is and all that God has called him to be and to do here in ministry at Seminole Church. So I want to take a few moments this evening, to expound on those verses and ask our Lord to give us some wisdom. Would you pray with me first? Father, we thank you for the Word of God that performs its work in those who believe. We ask now, Lord, in this time of meditation, that you would rivet this Word to our hearts. Help us to put it into practice, to be doers of the Word and not merely hearers who would delude themselves. Father, we pray that you would give us understanding. We make our prayer in Christ's name. Amen. Paul gives some beautiful objectives and principles for ministry in this passage, I believe. I noticed several things as I was studying this past week concerning what Paul had said. Three things come to mind first from the first three verses. Number one, the general source or strength for Christian ministry. Danny? The Bible says, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. There are many things that seem like a contradiction in sacred scripture. This is one of them. It's almost tantamount to saying, be strong in your weakness. In other words, if you glory in the grace of Christ, if you recognize that Christ is the one who propels you by his Spirit, then you're strong in his grace. And conversely, that means you're not strong in yourself. For any man to do the job of ministry, if he doesn't know so already, he'll find out soon enough that we don't have what it takes in and of ourselves to do this work. It's all of God. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And then he speaks of the specific nature and objective of Christian ministry. Verse 2, the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. We all know that when we're ordained to the gospel ministry, we speak very often of two things, the ministry of prayer, the ministry of the word. That is a good general outline of what we're called to do. Danny's being called as our associate pastor with specific particular gifts and a calling upon his life to be a career associate pastor. I think I've known that for a little while. I'm certainly excited about it because I think this position at Seminole Church is tailor-made for you, Danny. And if you see what Paul says here, not only are we to preach and teach, but he talks about this ministry of discipleship. Entrust to reliable men who will be able and qualified to teach others also. We're to train others. We're to equip others. You're a very special man, Danny, who's been called by God to a very special ministry. It will not be easy, but it will be good and sweet. And I believe the specific particular calling upon your life is to develop the infrastructure of this church. And that's going to take some doing. Given the history and the past of Seminole, given our vision for the future, Paul says essentially, as I have often quipped, we're to work ourselves out of a job. The job of ministry, subordinate to preaching and teaching, is to equip others to do the work of ministry. So that we don't stand out as ministers of the gospel. No, we reproduce ourselves. That is to say, we lead others to teach and to preach and work ourselves out of a job so that everybody in God's church is doing ministry, not just the paid staff. And then finally, the cost and hardship of Christian ministry. He says, endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ in verse 3. Paul suffered throughout his ministry. It's hard to digest in a land where nothing short of success and winning are applauded and rewarded. I think ministry in these United States is often one of the most difficult fields for a minister of the gospel because there are so many expectations that run counter to what sacred scripture teaches, that we will suffer, that it will be difficult, that Satan hates the church and he hates it as an instrument of getting the gospel out. Danny, the ministry in general is hard. The ministry at Seminole is going to be hard too. It's going to have challenges. So I want to invite you to come and share with me as senior pastor in this gracious ministry. As I believe the Lord will sharpen us together, I believe He will shape us as ministers of the gospel over the years through hardship. I think we all know that as we suffer difficulty, those are the times that are the sweetest, whenever Christ builds our character and He develops us for a lifetime. And Paul finishes those first three verses. He launches into what I would call three metaphors for ministry. Three metaphors for ministry. He speaks of a soldier, he speaks of an athlete, he speaks of a farmer. It says in verse 4, no one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. Ministry is very much like being a soldier in the military. What is the emphasis of the Apostle Paul in verse 4? Well, it's focus. It's concentration. You'll notice he says he doesn't get involved in civilian affairs. That is, he doesn't get himself entangled in distractions. Why? Because he wants to please his CO, his commanding officer. So the emphasis is upon the relationship that we enjoy with Christ Jesus. If there's anything that's going to propel a man to a ministry that is honoring to God, it's going to be, first and foremost, his relationship to Jesus. That's something that is somewhat subjective. There's some distractions that are obvious and evil. The temptations common to man and outlined in sacred scripture, but there are other distractions that are not so easily identified. Things that are not bad in and of themselves, in many cases wholesome, but they can consume us. Things like hobbies and even service, counseling, teaching and writing and discipling. There's a lot of things that we do in ministry that can be detached from our walk with God. So that we may be preaching sermons and we may be teaching lessons and we may be discipling individuals. But if we're not doing it in the power of the Holy Spirit, based upon the relationship to Jesus, to please Him, then according to Paul in 1 Corinthians 3, it's wood, hay, and stubble. And we are not seeking to develop and to feed that relationship to Jesus. What's the point? God's work must be done in God's way, in the strength which He provides. The priority is upon your walk with God, Danny, same as mine. Daily, regular, time, communion with Jesus. That's exactly why He said in John 15, abide in Me. Unless you abide in Me, you can do absolutely nothing. And that is nowhere more true than in the Christian ministry. Charles Spurgeon once said, better to abolish pulpits than to fill them with men who have no experimental knowledge of what they teach. What he meant by that was, if a man doesn't have a genuine relationship with Jesus Christ, regardless of his flaws and shortcomings, if he doesn't have that critical element, he shouldn't be standing in front of anyone trying to lead them anywhere for the sake of Jesus. Danny, I invite you to join me as being a soldier as we cling to Jesus in this ministry. Also says the athlete, the second metaphor for ministry. What is a minister like? He's like a soldier. He's also like an athlete. And you see this in verse 5. Similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he doesn't win the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules. Now, the emphasis seems to shift and be upon playing by the rules. That is to say, no shortcuts in the work God has called us to do. There are fundamentals. There are principles that one must adhere to in the training as a professional athlete, and also in the contest and competition. I think Paul's point at that place, or this particular juncture, is not so much upon the subjective relationship we enjoy with Jesus, but the fact that that subjective relationship is based upon the objective principles of sacred scripture. The athlete plays according to the rules. There are no shortcuts. And there are dimensions of our relationship with Jesus that are both subjective and objective. We enjoy a relationship, but that relationship must be based upon truth in sacred scripture. And just as the soldier's attention is focused upon pleasing the commanding officer, so the athlete's attention must be given to the rules and the principles of training. The subjective nature and the objective nature, they both go together for us as we serve in ministry. And Danny, I want to challenge you to to be in God's Word as you already are. I talk to you and have known you for almost 5 years now. You give answers that are not only based upon Scripture, but the thoughtful application of Scripture. You're doing theology, and I am honored to see a man like you join our staff and to work with you. The soldier, the athlete, and the farmer. Notice verse 6. The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive his share of the crops. Emphasis seems to be upon compensation, resulting from hard work and patience. Those are unusual words. He should be the first. Usually Paul, like Jesus, is saying, the first shall be last. He's talking about servanthood, talking about lowliness and humility. And that's true in Christian ministry. Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. Jesus came to be a servant, not to be served. But there's also an element of respect and honor communicated by Paul with this figure, I believe. I could put it this way, Danny. When you look at the soldier and the athlete, that's characteristic of our relationship with God. It's based upon sacred Scripture, His Word. But it is subjective. We pray to Him. We talk with Him. Beyond that, we have a view of the world and ourselves. And we are to be lowly. We are to be humble. But we're also to respect ourselves and look forward to what God will do in our lives. Look forward to the fruit. I believe that's what Paul is referring here. There's an element of respecting and honoring what you're doing. Somebody jokes with me often and says, pastors only work one day out of the week. Nobody knows that that's a fiction more than a minister's wife. Because we give ourselves night and day, whether in preaching or teaching or talking on the phone or counseling, or ministering to somebody's needs, it is a difficult job. It's hard work. It's consuming. And again, nobody knows how to keep the balance unless they're meeting with their Lord in a relationship. There's a need to acknowledge gifts and calling for ministry. Danny, you've done that. You want to be an associate pastor. That means you want to give yourself to the preaching and teaching of God's Word in general, but also to the development of Christ Church in particular. And that's exactly what we need here at Seminole. Thank God for that. Work hard. Speak your mind. Be a man. You always have been. I believe that's why you're here. God has brought you our way because you're exactly what we need. You're a man who knows who he is in Christ. You respect yourself and the unique calling God has placed upon your life. And we at Seminole Church needed someone very special for our unique situation. You're the one. Thank God for you. As you're brought to this place and you exercise your ministry as a soldier and an athlete and a farmer, then we'll be like the Apostle Paul, who says at the end of this passage that Ben read, I put up with anything and everything for the sake of the elect. Our ministry is not arbitrary. We're not out here selling and peddling the Word of God. We are teaching and preaching with the belief, like Paul in Corinth, that God is calling a people to Himself. And so the ones He's marked out from the beginning of time, He is bringing and wooing by the gospel. And we get the privilege to be instruments in this gracious ministry. Thank God for the ministry of Christ Jesus and His church. And thank God for Danny Dalton, as God has brought us a great gift to share in this ministry. Would you pray with me? Father, help us to acknowledge the fact that you are calling out a people for yourself. And that, Lord, we are to work hard and struggle and labor as ministers of Christ. And yet, Lord, we also are to train and equip the saints so that all of us would be ministers and priests unto God. Lord, give grace to Danny and to all of us as we seek to minister in Christ's name. Help us with the grace that only you can supply. Fill us with your Spirit so that these words and other words like it in the Scriptures would be made real in our lives. Father, we praise you and thank you in advance for all that you will do. We make our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.